Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell.
And my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt.
With over 30 years combined experience as financial advisors in Utah,
Mark and I have worked through many people's retirements, so that way we know the ins and outs.
Using established strategies, they can help you reduce debt and create an income to last your lifetime.
We really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
It's your money, you do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
Hopefully you've been enjoying the weekend. We're glad to spend some of it here with you with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and his son and financial advisor Clint. They're here answering your financial questions. They do it every Saturday here on KSL. 801-839-4939. That's the number for you to call to ask your own questions. Again, it's 801-839-4939. You can also find more online at retirerichtoday.com. Guys, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing fine, all things considered. I mean, if things weren't nutty enough for you globally with the coronavirus, nationally with the stock market, then Mother Nature decides to just swoop in with a little earthquake here in Utah because, you know, why not?
Yeah, you know, we'll have plagues and locusts later on next week.
Seriously.
But for right now, we're good.
There's going to be a tsunami in places that never see them.
Tornadoes.
needless to say, it's a strange time. Many of us are feeling uneasy with everything that's going on, and the weirdness seems to continue. But what the Cadells hope to do for you here each week on the show is to help you find opportunities from a financial perspective. Opportunities that, yes, do exist, even in this current climate. Specifically on the show today, we're going to talk about what financial moves should we be making now that we're in a bear market, why it's important for retirees to invest in stocks, and also spring cleaning your accounts. There are things that you can do. Talking about these things, all in effort to help you keep your financial bearings no matter what the market looks like. The goal is for you to have opportunity for a happy retirement. But what that vision looks like for you is different from even your next door neighbor, because we all have different dreams and goals. So how we define retiring rich, that's also different for each of us. So before we get to the headlines today, Mark, will you first take a minute to explain why this show is called Retire Rich Today and what it means when you talk about how you hope to help people retire rich?
Yes, we want everyone to retire and enjoy a comfortable, more carefree retirement. We don't want them to struggle just to get by in their retirement years. They've saved a lifetime trying to accumulate these assets. We want them to be able to enjoy those assets and enjoy a more carefree, comfortable retirement. What I mean by retire rich is that you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last your lifetime. These assets can be in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, something that will provide income that's going to be lasting your entire lifetime. And if you have no debt, it really doesn't cost that much money to live. And most people can't accomplish those goals. It's not just about being rich in financially, but it's also rich in spirit, rich in family, rich in friends, and especially in these economic turmoil times, to be rich in social activities. Not so much right now, but in the near future, hopefully getting back to that.
If you're worried about whether these opportunities still exist for you, though, I mean, you know, we laugh a little bit because we have to laugh at some of the stuff that's happening. It's so crazy, it seems, that otherwise we'd cry our eyes out. And the idea of whether we still have these options ahead of us, I mean, it's, you're not alone. We're all keeping our eye on the news. We're now officially in a bear market. There's growing talk of a recession, stimulus programs in the news headlines. And yet, if all of this is starting to remind you of 2008, USA Today says you can stop worrying, because what our current economic problems are, they vary greatly from the Great Recession. What do you think? Do you agree with this?
Yeah, in a lot of respects, that is true. It's a lot different than it was back then. There were a lot of economic turmoil things that were taking place. Right now, this is a virus, and hopefully it'll pass quickly, but it's still having a huge impact on our economy, at least for the short term. I don't think it's going to be a long-term situation, but we do think it's going to be a short term. The good news is we're all on vacation right now, right? We get a couple weeks off. You know, yeah. We have to come in and make the recording and all that sort of stuff, but we get a couple weeks off for people that normally go into the office. They're staying home. I've noticed that the skies are clear. I mean, there's no traffic out. It's a great time to be out and about because there is no traffic. But we have to look on the brighter side of things as well, because things will improve. Things will get better. And we're offering right now, in this current economic environment and trying to stay distance from each other, mm-hmm. we're offering for each one that calls in, everybody that calls in today, we're offering a free over-the-phone financial consultation, even a video consultation, so that we can keep our distance, be respectful, and hopefully stem the tide of this virus and slow it down, and hopefully save a lot of lives.
Right. I will say that one thing that is very different from 2008 is how far we've come. Technologically speaking, I am very grateful for all of the e-accessibility that we have to share with each other. And that's a really great opportunity that you guys have to meet with your clients, even still with webcams and things of that nature, all the technology that we have. You can still have those conferences and client meetups virtually so that you can get things done, seize opportunities that are still existing right now without having to disrespect the idea of the social distancing that we're doing. So if you are interested in meeting up with the Cadells and learning more about your opportunities, 801-839-4939 is how to reach them. We were talking before about how the inconsistencies between 2008 and what we're seeing happening in the economy right now, 2020, something that has stayed consistent though over the years, is the idea that your house is a big part of your nest egg. In fact, 2 out of 3 people surveyed are counting on the eventual sale of their home to be a significant part of their retirement plan. But is that a reasonable part of a plan to have, in your opinion?
It can be. A lot of our clients do view their home as a large asset that they can use and draw upon if they need it. Mm-hmm. We don't recommend for a lot of people to do what's called a reverse mortgage and start pulling equity out on a reverse process. Only as a last resort do we recommend doing that. What we normally recommend for most people, if they have this huge asset, this very large home that they no longer need, perhaps selling that asset, taking some money off the table, they can each take up to $250,000 out of that account when they sell their home completely tax-free. So that's kind of a nice approach where you can pocket some of that cash, put it in an account where it can start generating income, revenue. Maybe you want to use part of it, a lump sum, to go do something and enjoy life. So you can use those assets that are in the equity in the home, but you have to use it in a prudent manner. Perhaps scaling down and selling your home is a better option than a reverse mortgage for most people.
Right. If the kids are out, you no longer need the 7 bedrooms.
Yeah, you don't need the 10, 20-bedroom home anymore.
Right, right. Let me ask you, this is a little bit of a sidebar question to that question, the idea of the interest rates. They've been slashed. I mean, they're at zero now. Is that right?
Yeah, interest rates are way down right now.
So in the idea of somebody who still has kids filling up all the bedrooms, is this a good opportunity to seize perhaps refinancing a home and being able to save that way? Is it a situation where even 6 months ago you might not have saved, but now you might be able to get some investment back?
Absolutely. We're on board on that. We're on the same page.
Okay.
People refinancing their home at these low interest rates is a great idea. Anytime you can pay less interest to someone else, keep that money in your pocket, that's always good. A lot of people are refinancing and they're making the same house payment and paying their house off quicker, which I'm a big proponent of. Mm-hmm. We like to see people get completely out of debt, as we've talked about a number of times.
Yep.
Because wealthy people earn interest, they don't pay it to someone else. So the sooner you get out of debt, the sooner you can start saving for retirement and saving for other needs, the better off you'll be.
Okay. Another area, another subject, while we're on the subject of things that we looked towards as far as our future and our investments and the income that we hope to be receiving in retirement, is the idea of Social Security. Obviously a big one for many Americans. Each year, obviously a big one for many Americans. And as it turns out, if you don't know, each year that you delay filing for Social Security, your benefits will increase by about 8%, which seems like a great idea then to put off collecting. However, the most popular claiming age remains to be 62, which is still the earliest age we can claim. Apparently, it's because many people are convinced that they won't live long enough to make waiting worthwhile, which Morningstar's Mark Miller says it's actually a very common point of view. Here's what he said.
It's an understandable one. I think this kind of a behavioral factor that drives other decisions too that are out there, like buying annuities. But as one economist once said to me, you know, I never forgot it because it's such a great line. He said, you know, you should plan to live, not plan to die. And the reality is, especially for married couples, that one of the two spouses is going to outlive the so-called break-even number.
plan to live, not plan to die. That's an interesting way to look at it, right?
Yeah, and I wholeheartedly agree. You want to plan to live and base accordingly for, if you're married, two lives. That's very, very important to make sure that the pensions last for two lives, that the Social Security, of course, when one spouse dies, you get the greater of the two Social Security incomes. So you want that income to be a larger amount. Mm-hmm. Normally for the husband, that is the case. So some people will defer at least till age 70 for some individuals so they can get that higher payout, that 8%. But the danger in doing that is the quality of life is so much better when you're younger. I think That's why a lot of people take it at age 62.
Okay.
It's because they want to use those that money over that 12 or 13 year break-even period to get out there and enjoy life. And then you never know if one spouse is going to become ill or die or pass away. We've seen that happen to a lot of people. But what it really comes down to is you should take Social Security when you need the income. On a paper basis, I can show you factually that waiting until age 70 makes the most sense on paper, but it doesn't always make the most sense in the real world. So every person's different, depends upon your life expectancy, how healthy you are. A lot of different things come into play. That's what we talk about when we sit down with someone and try to figure out when is the most appropriate time for you to begin taking Social Security, and then we want to maximize that.
It's interesting, the idea of Social Security and when to take it, because I think it's a situation where a lot of people don't even realize that there are options and ways to strategize Social Security. They think, well, I turn a certain age, time to collect. That's how it goes. But that's not the case. And these are the kinds of opportunities you try to make your clients aware of.
Yes. We want to make sure that they maximize that income so that it gives them the most amount that they can possibly get over their retirement years for two lives. It's important to plan for two lives.
That's right. There's obviously a lot to keep in mind when it comes to planning for your future. Social Security, houses, downsizing, stock markets that go up and down by thousands of points each day, it seems.
And we talked earlier about the difference between 08 and right now.
Yeah.
Just one other thing to kind of bring up. If you look at 08, the stock market declined by year end about 38%. We're not too far from that right now.
Okay.
This massive sell-off. So think back. If you could have bought at the bottom of 2008, would you? Yeah. Most people say, yes. Oh, I would. I would love to buy then. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of people panic and sell out at the bottom. Please don't do that. If you're still in the stock market, hold on. A few months from now, things will look a lot better and we'll start to see a large rebound. So hang on. It's not the end of the world. Things are going to get better.
But this idea probably generates questions about your own circumstances, questions that you can ask Mark and Clint. They are here to help you figure out and navigate through the craziness that we're seeing in the headlines these last few days and weeks. It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety out there.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys are here to help ease in that process. 801-839-4939 is how you can call the guys up and ask your own questions and plan a time to meet with them to get to work on your own financial and retirement setup. They're also very aware that many of us practicing the social distancing with the developing coronavirus, so are making themselves available to meet with you, perhaps via video conference meeting online or just over the phone getting things done if you prefer, for your own health and the health of those around you. They are going to meet you in the middle, virtually speaking, that way as well. And another great way to seize the opportunity of time on your hands is by reading the 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement.
Sit back, relax,
Mark's book.
Read the book.
That's it. Kick up with Mark's book. Right now, he's going to send you a copy for free. 801-839-4939 to get started on all of this, to get your complimentary copy of Mark's book and plan your time to meet up with the Cadells, whether it's in person or virtually speaking, they are here for you. All right, coming up, why it's important to still own stocks at retirement even now. We're going to talk about that in just a minute when we return with Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
What does it really mean to retire rich?
It means being able to enjoy each day without having to worry about outliving your money. Listen to Retire Rich Today with host Mark Cadell, Saturday evenings at 6 here on KSL News Radio.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Welcome back to the show. Here with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and his son and financial advisor Clint, who are here to answer your money questions. 801-839-4939 is our number to call and ask the guys your own money questions today. Again, it's 801-839-4939. So it's actually been 56 years since Ford first produced the very first Mustang. That 64 model originally sold for $2,368. Guys, starting price for a 2020 model, almost $27,000. I was saying before.
That sounds more right.
Right. I was saying before.
I like that $2,300.
Right. I'm not a math person. Is that a 1,000% increase?
How many years was it?
Let's see, 64 model. So that's been 56 years.
It's 4% inflation.
4% inflation every single year for the past 56 years.
That's it.
That's more than I want to be dealing with, but we're on the conversation, so we might as well talk about it. Inflation is obviously something that has big effects on the buying power of our dollar. So how do we need to prepare for it in retirement? What is it that you guys prepare your own clients for?
A very long-term retirement plan. It's important to plan for 30-plus years now because people are living much, much longer. We've got a lot of clients in their 80s and well into their 90s now. Mm-hmm. We don't have any centurions yet, but people are living 80, 90. Hopefully we'll have some 100-year-olds here soon, but
yeah.
People are living longer. They're enjoying life. Most of these people are very, very healthy and robust. They're really getting out there and doing all the things that they planned on doing. So it's important to plan for a very long-term retirement.
And as far as things that we do to keep up with that 4% inflation rate, or if you're buying a car then and as opposed to now, something that you need to be aware of is that inflation does erode your principal of your money. So if you have things like money in a bank account that's growing at that 0.1% a year, that's not going to keep up. So you're actually, realistically, you're losing money by keeping it in those kind of accounts. So as we're aware of that for you, we have your money in accounts that will grow and keep up with inflation. So that way your money is not decreasing, and that when you do retire, our goal is to have you retire and live off of the interest of your principal. So that way you're not eroding at your assets. You're actually just living and enjoying retirement the way that you want to,
right.
But your assets are actually still increasing.
Right.
So even though you're not working anymore, your value is still going up. So that's what we try to do, is when we find the spots that you could improve where your money could be working for you in your retirement.
That idea of the value of our money going up. That's what I like to hear. These are the goals that we have for ourselves. The numbers on inflation, they do continue to increase. Meanwhile, the numbers on some of your accounts may be headed in the opposite direction because the Fed recently lowered a key interest rate by another half point, which is not necessarily good for our interest earning accounts. But Morningstar's Christine Benz was saying it might be helpful in another way. Here's what she said.
If you have a mortgage, you may consider refinancing. You may be able to refinance at a lower rate or even go to a shorter term, mm-hmm. Where there are typically lower rates available. So check that out if you still have a mortgage. Also, think about mortgage pay down, so accelerating your mortgage payments, especially if you intend to stay in your home.
Mark, I know this is something that you talk about a lot, this idea about perhaps refinancing or maybe even paying off that mortgage before you retire. What do you guys think about this?
I think that's the best idea to get completely out of debt. I can't tell you how many clients have called me over the years, over the decades, saying thank you for helping us to get completely out of debt. Whenever there's an economic downturn, that's really comes forefront to their mind, that we don't want to have this burden of making this payment every single month.
Right.
And by refinancing, a lot of people can refinance now at a lower interest rate. If they can just keep paying what they're currently accustomed to paying, they'll pay off that mortgage even quicker. We often run these numbers for our clients and people coming into our office saying, if you just put an extra $200, $500 a month towards your mortgage, you'll have it paid off in 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever the case might be. Getting completely out of debt and then having that money set aside and investing it is how you really grow wealth. Wealthy people earn interest. They don't pay this interest to their banker or to other people for these massive amount of loans. If you have a loan out for 30 years, you're going to be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to someone else. Wouldn't it be better off if you could keep that money in your own account and earn that hundreds of thousands of dollars for your own wealth and accumulation?
That's really what we try to help people do, is get out of debt. Because once you're out of debt, like you said, retirement is just so much easier and so much more relaxing. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be stressed in your retirement. And I like what she said, Ms. Benz, when she was talking about maybe you could refinance and change what your mortgage percentage is. Because lots of people got their mortgages 20 some odd years ago, and they're paying at a much higher rate than what they actually need to if they took it out again in today's time. So there are just a number of different options that you can do that will help reduce that burden of that mortgage and help you even accelerate paying it off quicker. That's something that a lot of people that meet with us, they're surprised when we ask, what are they paying as far as their finances go on their insurances and on their mortgage? Because they aren't thinking about that. They're just saying, oh, that's just set in stone. There's nothing that I can do about it. When that's actually not the case, there are a number of things that you can do about it.
There are, and the first step towards what you can do about it is picking up the phone and asking somebody that knows about these kinds of numbers and how things have changed. And so if you're wondering if perhaps you could be paying a lower rate on your own mortgage, Mark and Clint can help you crunch those numbers and find out those answers. 801-839-4939. And in the way of working towards hopefully a better mortgage payment, that's something that you can control. But there are other assets that we don't have the same kind of control over. Considering the recent market correction, a lot of us have been looking at our 401ks and other retirement accounts. But the Wall Street Journal was pointing out that pension funds now have a majority of their assets in the market, meaning that they too have suffered some significant losses. So let's talk about the person who's listening to you guys on the radio right now and is counting on a pension for a portion of his or her retirement income. Does he or she need to be concerned?
Yes, and congratulations for having a pension if you have one.
Right, first of all.
you're one of the lucky few.
Yeah.
Because there aren't many pensions left in America. You also need to check to make sure that the company backing that pension is financially solvent and those pension assets are fully funded. If you have a pension, give our company a call. We can do the research on the company for you and see if it's fully funded or if it's underfunded or if it's struggling. Because some pensions are having a hard time because they've over-leveraged themselves. There's the Pension Benefit Guarantee Fund. There's all sorts of things that help protect pensions, but even those can be stressed to a limit. Years ago, there were some airlines that got into trouble with some of their pension accounts, and a lot of these high-paid airline pilots suffered substantial losses when they had to settle their pension in the guarantee funds. So it's important to take a look at all those aspects.
Realistically, a lot of people out there listening probably don't have that pension. So that's something to be aware of, in that even though you don't have a pension, you probably still have money in your 401k or IRAs, and those are taking hits. People are surprised when they hear that, oh shoot, my 401k is in the stock market, because they just keep putting money in and they just forget about it.
Yep.
It is, and it is taking that hit, and you need to be aware of that. So that's what we try to help people do, is be aware of what's going on with their money. And so that way, if these crashes and corrections do happen, we can help you get out in the best way that's possible and the best way for you.
But what is that best way? Questions you're likely asking yourself listening to KSL right now. 801-839-4939 is how you can call Mark and Clint to ask them the questions directly and get to work on setting up your own plan, because having that plan in place is what helps keep you on the path towards the future that you are hoping and dreaming about for your own self. Mark's even started the process for you, listing it all out in the book that he wrote, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And right now wants to give you your copy for free. The first 10 callers, you're going to get a free copy of Mark's book, and he's the one personally answering your call. So while you're on the phone with him, go ahead and set up a time to meet with him and Clint to get started on that full spectrum retirement plan that they can create according to you and your goals, all complimentary for you today. 801-839-4939. We'll be back in just a minute with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
It's a beautiful day.
Monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Cadell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.